It actually comes from ultraviolet Keating. Now, there's a name to remember. They want to know, could a bee the size of a person fly?
Yeah, it's a great question. I also like just the imagery, imagining, you know, a bee the size of a person is great. But we do have this problem when we talk about scaling small animals up to larger sizes. If you imagine a cube, if you double the size of that cube, you actually increase its weight by 8 times. And that's just a generalized law of scaling. When you scale up a bee to the size of a human, if you keep the shape and size of the wings the same, the wings actually become too small for the bee to get enough lift to get off the ground. The muscles are too small, and also the material properties are just not good enough anymore. So the wings might become overly heavy, they might just break before anything actually happens. There's no way they'd be able to get off the ground. But there's fundamental problems as well. Bees don't actually have lungs. They rely on the normal diffusion of air going from the outside into the inside of the body through a network of tubes. And if you scale a bee up
to the
size
of... But aren't we the same? Don't we have a network of tubes that carries air from the outside into the inside of our body?
We do, but we have active breathing. So we actively draw air into our chest, and then we've got a circulation which distributes the oxygen around our body. But bees don't really have that. So there's a size limitation that they can get to before they will just suffocate. So if you imagine a bee the size of a human being, it wouldn't last long at all. It would just fall over and die.
It would be quite a sting as well, wouldn't it? But the honey would potentially be to die for, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.